can't look at the rocket launch, the trophy wives of the astronauts, and I won't listen to their words, cause I like
birds.
See, you messed up. Oh, man.
I didn't know where the break was.
That's all right. You get another opportunity.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
But you didn't pass that test, Derek. You did not clap at the right time. I'm making notes of these things.
Derek, given the gravity of this, not to worry. Okay?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I haven't been in this chair for a while. This is fun. Especially the Christmas edition of Birdwatch. Good morning and welcome. Birdwatch sponsored by your friends at Waddell's Nursery, Flora, Garden, and Bird Center. At center at the corner of 12th Street and Millam Road and by the River Lake Inn, located near Colon. Now, here he is, your superstar host. The host with the most. The bird brain of... I mean, the bird guy... Here he is, Roger Taylor.
Yeah, I deserve that after the harassment I gave you last hour doing the sports in here.
Yeah.
So I deserve that. It was well-deserved and well-performed, I might add.
Well, and you're powered by coffee this early in the morning. What the heck?
I've had fair share. Is this not the biggest coffee mug you have ever seen?
Actually, I have to tell you, no.
Really?
Yeah, you go to Big B Coffee or Speedway.
Uh-huh.
They have a coffee, and I know everybody at home play along here. This thing is that big.
Really?
It's like a gallon.
Wow.
It's huge. But as far as... travel mugs go? Yeah. That's about as big as I've seen. So
half of a coffee pot goes in this.
You caffeine hog, you.
Yeah. That's how I get here at 4:59 in the morning.
Hey, I'm with you.
And I'm doing it again on Christmas morning.
Yes, thank you very much for that, by the way.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I appreciate
that. Well, let's do the trivia question.
Yes. No identifier? Oh, man.
No.
I'm bummed.
I know. I haven't done that in a long time.
I know.
I wished I
thought
knew you
it.
Were going to be here this morning.
I thought I told you. Well, it's okay.
Oh, but I got to bring that in.
I
we haven't done an audio quiz in a long time.
I love that thing.
We all know birds have feathers.
Yes.
What's the most important feathers on a bird?
Ooh.
And if you know what the most important feathers on a bird are, you get a 20-pound bag of Roger's Blend, available exclusively at Waddell's, and you get a 2014 Southwest Michigan Land Conservancy calendar.
I have seen that. It is gorgeous.
It is.
Oh.
And you get both of those prizes, if you can tell us what are the most important feathers that that birds have.
All right.
382-4280, 877-382-4280, and you get a 20-pound bag of Roger's Blend and a Southwest Michigan Land Conservancy 2014 calendar.
Yeah.
You're going to need that in less than 2 weeks.
This is true.
Actually, you'll need it a week from Wednesday.
Yeah.
And so the timing couldn't be more perfect.
All right.
And all you've got to do is tell us what are the most important feathers on a bird.
All right. You ready?
Let's take
go
some
to the
calls.
Phones. All right. Good morning, Annette. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine.
Hi, Annette.
I'm going to say it's the tail feathers.
No, I'm sorry. It's not.
All right. Well, it's a good guess, though. Try again, okay?
All right.
Thank you. All right. All right. Let's go out to Otsego and talk to Hugo. Good morning, Hugo. How are you?
Hi, Hugo.
Good morning. I was going to guess primary feathers.
The what?
Primary feathers.
Primary feathers. No, I'm sorry. That's not the word we're looking for.
All right. Well, you try again, Hugo. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Good morning, Jerry. How are you doing out in Schoolcraft this morning?
Real good. I'd say the flight feathers.
No, I'm sorry. Wow. That's not what we need.
All right. Well, thanks, Jerry. We appreciate it. Try again. All right, let's go to Sue in Plainwell. Good morning, Sue.
Hi, Sue.
Good morning. I'm going to say the downy feathers.
No, I'm sorry, it's not.
Wow, boy, I'll tell you what. Thank you, ma'am. We appreciate it very much. I'd try again. And, wow, that's, man, they're just dancing all around.
Yes,
which is okay.
We're looking for a particular kind of feather.
Well, let's see if Linda and Lawrence knows. Good morning, Linda. How are you?
Hi, Linda.
Pretty good. Would it be the pin feathers?
No, I'm sorry, it's not.
That was going to be my guess, too.
How many feathers do you have? I didn't know there was so many.
Apparently, they have a bunch of them.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Okay,
well, thanks,
thank
Linda.
You.
Uh-huh, bye-bye.
Thanks, Linda. Happy holidays to you.
All right, let's go out to Marshall. Here we go, all the way out in the fog. Mary, good morning.
Is it foggy over your way, Mary?
Yes, it certainly is.
Uh-huh.
But I can hear you.
Well, good. That's good to hear. What are the most important feathers that birds have?
How about a the back? Their backs.
Need more specificity?
Yep, I'm sorry. You're really close, but it's not. They're not back feathers. But thanks for giving it a shot.
There you go.
All right.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Mary.
Merry
take care.
Christmas.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You too. Very much. All right, Judy in Kalamazoo. All right. So, what are the most important feathers on a bird?
Well, I was thinking possibly the wings.
No, I'm sorry. It's not.
Oh, all right. Well, it's a good guess anyway. Thanks, Judy. All right. Jackie in Portage, good morning.
Yeah, but I was going to say wings, too, so I guess I don't know.
Well, take another shot. What the heck?
Yeah, don't guess wings.
No.
I just don't have any idea.
Oh,
but
all right.
Thank you.
Well,
okay.
All right. Thanks, Jackie. We appreciate it very much. All right. Well, let's go to John in Kalamazoo. Good morning, John.
Hi, John.
Well, good morning. How are you?
I'm good.
How about you?
There's not much left here. I'll have to say down feather.
No, I'm sorry.
No, not the down feather, but that's all right. I'm loving this one because this is going well. Thanks,
we
John. We
may have
it.
One that has become so technical that it's perhaps not fair.
Well, you know, you're the host. You get to decide that.
Yeah.
We'll see if Dave knows. Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Morning. I'm fine. How about the after feathers?
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, wow.
But
wow,
thanks.
Thanks a lot, Dave. We appreciate it. All right, let's go to Mike in Kalamazoo. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Hi, Mike.
Here's a guess. The feathers on top of the bird's head.
Our judges are thinking on this one.
It's Christmas time.
Yeah.
There you go.
Merry Christmas.
Nice. Keep it up, Mike.
No, I couldn't go with back, and so I can't go with head either. Our judges have to be consistent.
Oh, okay.
You know, we have a panel of judges here in the studio with us,
uh-huh.
And I was getting a no from them. Sorry.
All right. Well, thanks, Mike. We appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye. All right, well, let's go out to Ann. All right, Ann, you've been given some specific guidelines here. Do you happen to know?
Well, how about the tail feather?
No, I'm sorry.
Not
Thank
the tail
you.
Feather. Right,
you
thanks,
bet.
Ann. All right, so let me recap here.
Uh-huh.
It's not the tail. It's not the pin. It's not the wing. It's not the pin. Or we said pin. It's not the head or the back.
Well...
It's maybe in that vicinity, but you got to be more specific.
Yes.
Okay.
The head and back are made up of this kind of feather.
Okay.
But when you say back, then you've left out the head.
Right.
And
when you say head, you've left out the back.
Yeah.
And,
the right. back and head are this kind of feather.
All right. So, Bob in Cassopolis, you've been given that wealth of knowledge. Do you happen to know?
How about the flight feathers?
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Oh, well, that's all right. Thanks, Bob. We appreciate it. All right, well, let's go. Same kind of vicinity. Marcellus, Elizabeth. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Hi, good Elizabeth.
Morning. I didn't hear all the guesses, but is it the shoulder feathers?
No, I'm sorry. But thanks.
Good try. It is. Well, I'll tell you what, they're just all over. I'm telling you. We'll see if Mary knows. Good morning, Mary. She's out in Lawton this morning. You foggy out there, too?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'm going to say the crown.
Well, that's the right kind of feather. But that's not the term we're looking, you know, that's, these feathers are found on the crown or the top of the head. They're also, found on the back. So. Pardon?
The plume?
No, I'm sorry.
Okay, Roger.
Hey, thanks.
Thanks, Mary. We appreciate
it. Take care.
All right. Okay, let's go out to Harden and Colin this morning. Good morning, Harden.
Hi, Harden.
Good morning.
All right.
You got a guess?
Yeah, I like your show.
Well, thank you.
Merry Christmas. I think it's the breast feathers.
No,
nope.
And you're getting cold. The feather we're looking for is not on the breast.
Oh, okay.
It's on the head and back.
All right. So, well, thanks, Harden. We appreciate it.
Yes, thank you.
Happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays to you. All right, let's go out to Portage and talk to Chase. Good morning.
Hi, Chase.
Is it the orbital feathers?
No, I'm sorry.
Ooh, boy,
but
good guess,
now we're getting close.
All
yes,
right.
we're on a path
right.
here.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, that was kind of close. All right, go out to Centerville, talk to Kent this morning. Good morning, Kent.
Hi, Kent.
Good morning, Jim. Good morning,
Roger.
Hey, how about the tassel feathers?
No, that's not the term I'm looking for.
Oh, boy, I'll tell you what.
Thanks for giving
thanks
it a shot.
Shot. Yeah, all right, thanks, Ken.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, have a happy holiday. Thank you. All right, so,
Well, if we get close to around the home, we may actually have to call this one quits, and we'll play Double or Nothing next week.
All right.
But we've got a couple more people who may have it right.
I think Sue's been doing some investigating. Good morning again, Sue. How are you?
Hi, Sue.
Fine, thanks. I'm going to try flight feathers.
No, I'm sorry.
Okay. Oh, good try. Thanks. All right, let's go out to Kalamazoo. Andrea, good morning.
Hi, Andrea.
Hi there. Did anybody guess the plume feathers?
Yes, they did. And I'm sorry, that's not right.
All right, well, keep trying.
But happy holidays to you. Shopping for Christmas gifts at Waddell's is a refreshingly pleasant experience. Consider giving beautiful Bovano heirloom quality bird sculptures. I used to sell those in my store.
Did you really?
Yeah, they're beautiful. There are over 20 designs, and they're now available at Waddell's at a 13% discount. Looking for non-electronic gifts for the kids? Waddell's has a large selection of wooden Melissa and Doug classic toys, chime-along chimes with a music book, unique stuffed animals, and nature-themed toys, to name a few. They're all 25% off until Christmas Eve. For the nature lover, Waddell's has over 100 styles of bird feeders to choose from, all great for gift giving. This week, the snowman bird feeder that lights up at night is on sale for just $19.99. A beautiful floral arrangement makes the perfect last-minute gift. Get the holiday cheer centerpiece with carnations, berries, snowflakes, and fresh evergreens. Now on sale for just $40. And call ahead to get a custom bouquet made just the way you want it. More gift ideas that are sure to please include plant stands, pruners, garden seats, bird bath de-icers, decorative fountains, and statuary. If you want something easier to wrap, try a Waddell's gift card. They're always the right size and color. Waddell's is on Texas Drive at the corner of Milam and 12th Street, open Christmas Eve, 9 to 5.
All right.
Marv and Anita Bliss and Executive Chef Mark Bailey wish you a happy holiday and invite you to join them for a special New Year's Eve. Enjoy River Lake Inn's signature Pittsburgh-style prime rib, sirloin, gorgonzola, and lobster tail, all for $20.14, each including a choice of potato and salad bar. Their popular walleye a la Greco and the marvelous filet and lobster tail will be on the menu with River Lake Inn's New Year's Eve buffet. The New Year's Eve celebration starts at 4 p.m. Make your reservations today. Remember, their Sunday Supper Club starts January 5th, and visit their website for details. And a bottle of River Lake Inn signature wine or a River Lake Inn gift certificate make great gifts for friends or holiday party hosts. River Lake Inn is the perfect place for your holiday entertaining and to celebrate New Year's Eve. Bring your friends and family for great food and a great time at one of Southwest Michigan's most beautiful and tranquil restaurant settings. For details and directions, go to riverlakeinn.com or give them a call at 269-432-2626.
We are in Birdwatch here on 590 WKZO. It's 824, and we've got a stumper going, Raj. Man, I'm telling you.
We're looking for the most important type of feather that is found on birds.
Yes.
And we've established that the back and head is one of the places you would find these feathers.
Yes.
And we've got some people who've got guesses lined up like cordwood.
Yeah, let's talk to Mary in Kalamazoo. Good morning, Mary. How are you?
Hi, Mary.
Well, hello there.
Got a guess for us?
I sure do. I believe it's the nap.
No, I'm sorry.
Wow, good guess, though.
Thanks for trying.
All right. Happy holidays to you.
Same to you.
Thank you very much. All right, let's go to Jack in Kalamazoo. Good morning, Jack.
Hey, Jack.
Good morning. What about the coverts?
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, good guess, though. All right. Thank you, sir. All right. And let's go to Janet in Mendon. Good morning, Janet.
Hi, Janet.
Good morning. I have two answers, but I'm going to try this one first.
Okay.
Contour feathers.
We have a winner.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Contour feathers are the most important feathers on a bird. And Janet, a tip of the hat. This was probably the toughest question I've ever asked as a trivia question on a Saturday morning. And I was giving up hope. But Janet came through with contour feathers, and how did you know that?
Well, I have my Wild About Michigan Birds right here, and I looked it up.
Oh, there we go.
There you go.
Okay.
Books are, you know, many young people don't know that you can get information from books, that they think it only comes on the Internet. But books, that's where I got the question.
I'm looking at his book here in his hand.
1001 questions answered about birds. And for getting that right, you get a 20-pound bag of Rogers Blend, something your birds are going to need with the ice storm. And you also get a 2014 Southwest Michigan Land Conservancy calendar.
Thank you.
And happy holidays to you. Don't rush away. We're going to send you back into our buddy Derek. He's going to need some information. And then the prizes are on us. Happy holidays to you,
Thank
Janet.
Thank you so much, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You
too.
All right. Well, there you go.
Yes. Contour feathers are really important to
a double lesson there. You learn contour feathers, and you also learn that you don't have to get all your information off the Internet.
Yes.
Books.
Yes, yes. Books still work.
Yeah.
Speaking of the weather, we talked about it all morning. The biggest natural disaster for birds is ice storms.
Mm-hmm.
It coats all of their food in ice and makes it impossible to get to for a bird. And so even with the little bit of icing we're to get in the Kalamazoo area, that will be enough to give birds big problems. And so for the next couple of days, make sure your feeder is full and make sure it is ice-free. Just looking out there, you may not notice a coat of ice on the feeder enough to keep the birds from getting at that food. And make sure you fill your bird feeders today. The area from Battle Creek East that is looking at a half inch of rain That is a freezing rain is really a disaster for birds.
What do you, you know, in a situation like that, Raj, we have about a minute or so. What can you do? I mean, go out in your yard. Do you just, you pour hot water to melt the ice, or what do you do?
In general, a feeder, you can just break the ice off of it. But you also want to make sure, speaking of water, because there's some really cold air following this storm. That's how Bob Larson pretty much guaranteed us our white Christmas, is not from today's weather, but from the snow that we'll get lake effect style following. And so not only do you want to make sure your feeders are available for birds, but make sure your bird bath is open.
Now, in a case, is this a good time possibly before the storm hits to go out and buy a heater for it?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's a great gift to give somebody, either a bath with a built-in de-icer, that's my preference, but you can also get de-icers that will sit in any bath and keep water open.
Okay.
And that's important. But this ice storm, big problem for birds. Fill your feeders, folks. Have a great holiday season. I'll talk to you before Christmas, but if you only tune in for Birdwatch, have yourself great holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, my friend.
You too, Jim.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to this edition of Birdwatch as well. Tune in every Saturday at 8 a.m. for Birdwatch, brought to you by Waddell's Nursery, Floral Garden, and Bird Center at the corner of 12th Street and Millam Road and by the River Lake Inn located near Colon. Up next, CBS Local News and then Around the Home with Greg Crawford here on 590 WKZO.
Bird. Well, I like birds.